going on, everybody? This is Vix the Angel of Metal, your host for The Killer Shot, and live on 103.2 Preston FM. And I've got a very special guest on the line. She's ringing all the way from Norway, believe it or not, and we've got her on the show. It is Erin from Where Angels Fall. Hello?
Hello.
How you doing? Are you coughing?
Yes. That's okay.
How you doing today in, is it sunny Norway?
We had a great day. We had some rain, but some sun too, so it was a great day.
Awesome, Ellie. It's been bright and rainy and sunny. It's quite a mixture, really, in the UK.
Oh.
Okay, well, let's get to starters. I mean, I did a text interview with Andre, thinking about 2007, and this is the first time I get to talk to you, Erin, so thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, cool. Well, let's take it way back to, like, basically the history of Where Angels Fall. You formed in 2004. So how did you meet Andre and, more recent members of the band?
Oh, it was Andre and our former drummer who founded the band. They met online and... because they had a similar interest in the female fronted metal, and they wanted to start a band with some symphonic classical influences. And they wanted to have a female singer, and I so wanted to be in a band, and Andre is my husband, and I tried to convince them to take me on board, and so they tried me out and for a while, and then it just was me who got the job. And we also found our former bass player online, and we were playing, the four of us, together for a some years, and then we parted way with our drummer, and 1 year later we parted way with a bass player, and now we have a new bass player and new drummer.
That's cool. And how is the band going with this new lineup? Are you guys and gal gelling well?
Oh yes, I think the new lineup is better than ever. We are functioning well as a team, and we are having a lot of fun together, and yes, it's always something to look forward to, doing some music project with the rest of the band. And we are functioning very well musically, because every one of us is using a lot of time playing on our instruments, and I am singing a lot outside of the band, so that we are practicing a lot. Not a lot together, but we are practicing a lot one by one.
That's cool. Now, I believe that you used to play the clarinet as a child, and also the bass as well.
Yes, I have been playing in the school orchestra, the school band, as a clarinetist, and I have also been playing piano, because when you are going to music schools, you need to have like a chord playing instrument, and I chose to play piano, and I've been singing in choirs, and I was a bass player who was studying the bass at university 1 year too. So now I've been playing the contrabass in orchestra too.
Okay.
For 1 year.
Okay, cool. So like you've always been, it sounds like you've always been really been surrounded by music. Was that intentional or was it by choice?
I think I always have loved to play music, but I started to play music because I had a my stepfather, he was very into music, and he was a music teacher at our local school, and he was playing the trumpet, and he was the director for the school band, and yes, he gave us a lot, the siblings in our says a lot, because he was using a lot of time playing music with us, and of course that's fun, and we had a great time, and then music became part of our lives.
That's pretty cool. Now, speaking of like day jobs and teaching and stuff like that, I believe that you're a special needs teacher as well. But what kind of like special needs teacher are you? Is it like a behavioural difficulties or a specific learning difficulties, you know, like dyslexia, for example?
No, I have like a basic education, bachelor degrees in special needs education, and I have been working for a while with a kid with brain damage, and been working with like hyperactivity, and but right now I am working as a team leader in a regular kindergarten with my team. We are having kids from the age 1 to 3 years old. So basically I'm teaching them to speak, and we are using music a lot in my job, and I'm just spending time with my team and their kids, and managing that they are developing the way they should do.
It must be quite rewarding, you know, when you see like you know, like a kid who you know, exceeds and you know, does really well.
Oh yes, yes it is.
Cool. Well, it sounds like you got a bit of a chesty cold there, Erin.
I have been outside in the wind for a while today, so it's just that.
You've been blasted by the Norwegian winds.
Yes.
Okay, well, to give you, you know, to catch your breath and stuff like that, we're going to go into a song. This is off their Marionettes album, which was released in October 2008, and we're going to be playing Freeze Me. Enjoy, listeners. Okay, people, that was Where Angels Fall, and with Freeze Me, and I've got the singer on the line. She's a lovely lady, and she's called goes by the name of Erin. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, hon?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
We're good in the UK. Well, let's carry on this interview. What bands or person do you look up to in the music industry?
Oh, there is so many musicians and bands to look up to, of different reasons. I think that, for instance, Evanescence and Amy Lee has done incredibly well, and she is a person to look up to because she is demanding of her musicians what's needed to be successful. And she made it, and but also within Temptation and Sharon and Adel, they have done also very well, and they are using a lot of time to do that. Their songs and their compositions are very elaborate, and they you can hear that they have used a lot of time composing it and arranging it. And yeah, you also have like Lacuna Coil, who are touring all the time now, and spending their lives in the tour bus. That's also something to look up to.
I've kind of seen like a pattern here now with all the bands that you've mentioned, and well, especially Lacuna Coil. I mean, because they've recently brought out an album as well. Out of interest, have you heard it?
What they have?
The new Lacuna Coil album, The Shallow Lives.
Oh yes, I have heard some of the new songs, and I think that's interesting, and I might be buying the album to find out more about the songs. And sometimes I use songs from other bands for practicing and studying new techniques, and some of the new songs I have something to learn, so maybe I have to buy it so that I can study it.
Okay, and I mean, out of all those three singers, I mean, we've got Christina, Sharon from Within Temptation, and of course Emily from Evanescence. So out of all them three, which one would you say is the most technical singing wise? Because I cannot sing for my life, so you're the best person to ask, really.
They are very different singers, and I think that maybe it's Sharon who is the one who is technically best, because she can use a variety of techniques, and she can sing very bright, and she can sing powerful, and she can also sing in a very deep range too. While Amy Lee, she can... it seems like she has like an on switch and an off switch on her voice, so she only have one volume that she can use, and one technique. And I think Christina Scabbia, she is she is a good singer, but she's not like a very technically singer. She has a great voice, and she is using it in a way that's suitable for her and her band.
Okay, and how would you like use what they use? I mean, like technical wise as well, but also how would you use that in Where Angels Fall?
Well, what I normally do is that I learn songs from other bands, and also try to use the techniques that the other singers are using, and then later on, when we are composing a new song, I can I might be using some of the new techniques I have learned.
And I know that you're married to Andre, and also he's your band member as well. So do you sometimes find that you're very much on the same page in terms of like music?
We are. It's almost always like when he has some new riffs or some new music project that he has started on, and I can be out in the living room or the kitchen and hearing it, and I'm coming up with a melody almost instantly when I'm hearing it, and the other way around, when I have made something, it's easy for him to make some riffs and some drums to it, and or the other stuff that's needed to make it a song.
Are you very critical to each other as well?
No, normally not. We are. No, of course.
Oh, come on! You must be. He's your husband.
Yes, we are kind of critical, but. It's like when he has made something new, I always tell him if I think it's really good. I'm not going into the music room and, oh, hi, this sucks, you need to do something else.
That's fair enough, and you got to keep the peace as well.
Oh, yes. And he's very good at making good riffs. So I like almost everything that he is making.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about your new CD. As I mentioned earlier, it's called Marionettes, and it was released in October 2008. So how does it differ from your previous album?
At the Illuminate album, we used some more orchestrations on the computer, the soft synths we are using, and we were using a lot of the sounds from orchestra instruments. But on the new album, we used more like electronic sounds and some loops, and but also in terms of the lyrical content, those albums are quite different, because when I made the lyrics for the Illuminate album, there were at least two factors that were influencing me Very much, and one of them was that I was studying special needs education at that time, so that I had some perspectives from psychology and sociology and those things I was learning at school. And the other thing was my own childhood, because I have had kind of a rough childhood, and I had some issues I had to work through to kind of get rid of it.
Mm.
But at the new album, Marionettes, I suddenly found that the focus was changed a bit. So it's more about the society and people in general, and those problems that people normally get into, and yeah, stuff like that.
That's a deep subject to be writing about.
Yeah, but I feel that when I am making music, it has to have some kind of meaning, at least for me.
Of course, I mean, I've actually noticed that as I've been, like, you know, talking to, especially, you know, creative people as well, you know, and the singers especially, if they're writing, and they usually say, like, you know, if when I write a song, it has to mean something to me, otherwise I won't perform it.
Yes, yes. That's very important to, like, own the lyrics of the songs. Or I can perform lyrics from other persons. And our former bass player, he has made some of the lyrics we have. But he has explained them to me, and I have kind of analyzed it, and I find that they have a content that I like. And I like music. I listen more to music that has a meaning, because I'm listening to the lyrics as well as the music. Yeah, yes.
Okay, and as well, like, I was listening to both the albums last night, Marionettes, and the name that I can't mention, Illuvity. I can't say it, hon. What was it?
Illuminate.
I'm going to write that so I can say I'm dyslexic, you see. That's why I asked you about the thing.
Yes, I understand.
Anyway, it just seems to be like you're like progressing and, you know, just changing your sound a little bit. You know, you're like exploring into new territories and stuff. And, you know, and it's a good thing as well. But what are, like, some of your thoughts and ideas that have helped to create these past two albums? I mean, as you said, like, you know, you wrote it, like, you had some, like, inner demons. Now it's more about, like, a turn on society.
Oh, yes. What inspired me? I think I have been reflecting a lot of about the issue, what's important in life, and the whole concept of marionettes. And you can... if you've seen the front cover of the album, who is made by Helkenen, a Belgian artist, she captured our idea very brilliantly, because she painted an angel who is held in strings by a hand, and the angel is trying to bite off one of the strings. And I think that in somehow... we can see ourselves as pure human beings, maybe some form of fallen angels, bad name, that we are held in strings by society, because society, or we are, from we are born as babies, we are taught how to behave. And everybody wants to be liked and wants to be adored and everything by the people who are closest to them. So that naturally we are adapting to what's needed of us at all times. So we are kind of formed to be what's normal to be, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be listening to a track and have a little break and probably get a drink as well, because it's boiling in the studio. So we're going to be listening to a track of the Marionettes album. One of the songs that I thought personally, they basically just explain the album in one, is your last track, and it's Female Stigma. So we're going to be... Yeah, she agrees with me. Erin agrees with me.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be listening to that, listeners. And then if you've got any questions, actually, out of interest, then you can please send them in to studio@preston.fm. We're live at the moment, so all is good on 103.2 Preston FM on The Killer Show with me, Vix, the Angel of Metal, and, of course, Erin from Where Angels Fall. Back in a bit. Alright, everybody, that was Where Angels Fall with Female Stigma, and I've got the lovely singer on the line. It's Erin from Where Angels Fall. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, honey? You alright?
Yes, I'm alright. And you?
We're doing good. It's suddenly cooling down now in the UK, thank God.
That's good.
See, the thing is, though, about being British, we complain when it's too cold and we complain when it's too hot.
Yes, that's normal.
Okay, well, let's talk about like your releases. I've noticed a bit of a pattern. I don't know if it's just me or if it was intentional, but it seems like you're bringing like an album every 2 years out. So I was wondering, is there like a plan for 2010?
Yes, that's not intentionally at all. But we started the work on this album. When we were finished with the recording from of Illuminate, we started to make new songs, but it takes so much time to release albums, and the Illuminate album was recorded in the spring of 2005, and it was released in 2006, and at that time we had started to make new songs for ages almost, but so we had a lot of finished and unfinished songs that we just don't use, because when we are creative, we just make new songs all the time. But yes, and this Marionette album was recorded during a period of 1 year at least, because we were recording in our home studio, and we were recording when we had the urge to do it, and we were just recording and re-recording and rehearsing some more and re-recording. So one point we just found out that we had to finish it, and then we had a search to find the label, and that went on for ages, and we had this finished album and nowhere to release it, and then we just found out we have to do it on our own label, and yes, that's the story of that, really.
Okay, and you know, as you just said, I mean, you just found out that you had to like release it yourself. So, what would you say are the advantages of like self-producing and running your own label?
I don't really know if there is any advantages, because there is so much work. And then in these times when we have a lot of illegal downloading of albums, you don't get to sell all the albums. You need to get your funds back. It's not really any advantages of releasing it by ourselves. It's just a lot of work, and we got the album out, and that's a positive thing, at least.
But when you say like you've got more control over it,
yes, we have more control, because we can just decide if we want this shop or this shop to release it or have it in shop, or we can. be free to give it out to the radios. We want to have it, stuff like that is easier when you don't have to call and have permission from your label.
Yeah, I suppose that's like, you know, one of the at least advantages of running your own label. But what it seems like when Angels Fall has started, what's been the highlight so far?
Highlight. Well, we had a very fun trip to the UK last autumn. We should have 3 gigs, but it turned out to be 2 because we had to, kind of bail out of one of those and to just not play. But we had a real fun time, and we met some really cool people, and we did one really great concert over there. And but we have also had the release concert of Marionette, where when we had a support gig for Edenbridge, they came to Trondheim, and we traveled up there to play before them. And that was a very good experience because the stage crew and those people who made this happen, they did a really good job, so that we felt like we were an international known band.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like fun, but I mean, as you said, like you were supposed to play 3 days, but you only ended up playing 2. And from when I was reading in your blog, it sounded like, you know, it wasn't too good of a trip to the UK, but I hope that hasn't put you off from coming back.
Oh, no, we are hungry for more. We are, because we are having so much fun playing gigs, and we just have to make sure that we have the basic things we need to play gigs, and the technical stuff, and that we have okay accommodation and everything, so that we can live as musicians too.
Yeah, absolutely. And as well, I remember when I was talking to Andre like ages ago, he says that you're a big lover of the Camden Market in London.
Oh, yes.
It's great, isn't it? Because I've been.
Yes. Yes, I love to be going around and looking in all those shops and maybe buy something new and...
Yeah, so what's your favourite thing to, like, shop for? Is it, like, bags or shoes or coats or anything?
I like to... my favourite shopping is our stage, where different kinds of clothes I can use on stage or in pictures. Those are my favourite thing to shop for.
Okay, cool. I mean, you know, have you got any shopping tips? Have you got any Norwegian shopping tips for all of us in the UK?
Hey, depends on what you want to buy, but in Oslo there are some great shops that's still worth going to. You have them. One in the main street in a building called the Arcade or Arkaden. They have some great shops. There's also it's a shop called Man Illusion that is kind of far away from the main street, but they have a very good collection of different gothic metal clothes, things. Rockers and fetish people want to have.
Okay. Well, let's leave it there before we expand any more on that subject. how do you deal with, like, touring when you have family?
Well, we have not had any tours that have been going on for very long. We hadn't had that. But when we have had concerts, we have a great option to have our daughter in at her grandparents, and our drummer, he also finds a way to how to put his kids and be with his mother, their mother, so that's okay.
Yeah,
but of course we have to make arrangements that fit the both families, so that the kids are not suffering in any way.
For sure, and also as well, I mean, you do sometimes like get homesick when you do play shows like outside of like Norway.
We have not been doing this, that for so much. We only had that small tour to England, and that was over so fast that we had no time to be homesick, really.
Okay, thank you so much, Erin, for taking time out to do this interview. And if you want to check out any more on Where Angels Fall, you can go on the main website, which is whereangelsfall.com, and they're also on the MySpace as well, so myspace.com/angel, not Angel of Metal Music, that's mine, Where Angels Fall. It's been a long week, sorry about that. And also, if you're interested in buying their albums, t-shirts, and everything else that the band has got to offer, then you can go on TripDub, wafmerch.com. Is that all right for you, Erin?
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. And of course, you can find out more info on angelometal.com, and you can check out my interview with Andre as well, that I did a couple of years ago. So, yeah, all is good.
Yes.
And thank you, Erin, for taking time out to do this interview as well. It's been great chatting to you.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, this is us. Well, this is Erin signing out for now, but I'm going to be playing some more Where Angels Fall music, and we're going to go into a song right now, which is called Feed on Depression.